A word for you from Psalm 36, verse 3. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. Here is the definition of the sinner in Psalm 36 in the first four verses. In the next verses, it is a very wonderful description of God and his character. But firstly, David, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wants us to understand the character of the sinner because it exposes what you and I are like before God, and also how we appear before others. David saw this in other people all around him. And oh, how it had brought so much misery to his kingdom, to himself as well. And he says beforehand that there is no fear of God in the sinner's eyes. He flatters himself. Well, with those two sins, the floodgates are opened. And it's only natural that what has been allowed in, since he has deceived himself and he has even flattered himself in his pride, that he is now going to pour forth wickedness and deceit. He is conceited, he's self-deceived, and so now he begins to deceive others. This is the very character of Lucifer himself, for he was also an angel of high pedigree. He had a high position. But when he fell, when he became apostate, he became the tempter. And so too the sinner here in Psalm 36, moving from his own sin, his own fallen nature, his own character that is so filled with sin that the very words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. It's not that he says things that are wicked, but they are wickedness itself. He pours forth bile and he deceives. Are you perhaps one of those who has moved so far away from God, so far removed from good, from your Sunday school memories, from the things perhaps that your mother taught you, memories from your childhood, that you are classified in this verse 3, that the words of your mouth are wickedness and deceit. And you are one of those who, having deceived yourself, you now try and deceive others, because sin breeds sin. It doesn't like to remain alone. It wants friends. And so you become a tempter to others. And you have your little group who, like you, are pouring forth wickedness and deceit. For you have ceased to be wise and good. You've turned aside from God. There is still the turning back. Repentance is still possible while you're alive.